We have reached a turning point in the battle against inflation. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell signaled today that interest rates will soon start coming down.
The upside risks to inflation have diminished, and the downside risks to employment have increased. The time has come for policy to adjust.
That is important for anyone trying to get a car loan or finance a business or carrying a balance on their credit card. We're going to talk this through now with NPR's Scott Horsley. Hey, Scott.
Hi, Mary Louise.
So the Fed, as you well know, has kept interest rates at the highest level in more than two decades. For a while now, more than a year. What's behind this change?
Well, inflation has cooled down a lot. It's not all the way back to the Fed's target of 2%, but Powell says he's confident it's headed that way. At the same time, the job market has also cooled off. The unemployment rate has inched up to 4.3%. So now the balancing act between fighting inflation and protecting jobs has shifted, and Powell says that means it's time to think about lowering interest rates.
And how is this going down? What's been the reaction?
Well, investors liked what they heard. They want lower interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 460 points today. The broader S&P 500 index rose more than 1%. Powell made these remarks at a closely watched conference in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Expectations were as high as the Teton Mountains in the background. And Powell came through with this very clear message that rates are going to start coming down. This was a marked contrast with previous years when Powell has used Jackson Hole as a platform to underscore the Fed's determination to get prices under control, even if that meant raising interest rates really high the way they did. Today, Powell reiterated that he knows just how painful this period of high inflation has been.
Inflation brought substantial hardship, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials, like food, housing, and transportation. High inflation triggered stress and a sense of unfairness that linger today.
And Powell noted this was not just an American problem. You know, prices soared throughout the world, mainly as a result of pandemic disruptions and then Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Now those inflationary forces are unwinding, which is why the Fed can think about cutting rates.
And did he put a date on this? When are we actually going to see interest rates come down?
Well, the Fed's next policy meeting is in mid-September, and markets think a rate cut at that point is pretty much guaranteed. How big a cut and how many more cuts we get this year is going to depend on how the economy performs. Right now, investors think the Fed will start with a relatively modest cut, but if the job market shows more signs of weakness, we could see a more aggressive rate reduction. A lot's going to depend on the August jobs report, which comes out 2 weeks from today. That'll be about a week and a half before that September Fed meeting.
Okay, but to this whole fear that you've been nodding to, the soaring prices, inflation, is there a danger that cutting interest rates will allow inflation to flare up again?
Yes, and that's why the Fed's been so cautious up until now. Didn't want to cut rates prematurely and then have prices spiral up again. Powell said one thing that has helped in the fight against inflation is that Americans never lost confidence that the central bank would do what it takes to get prices under control. That confidence is the product of decades in which the Fed was allowed to operate independently, free from political pressure. Of course, former President Trump has questioned the value of Fed independence, but the lesson of the 1970s is don't let the politicians meddle with monetary policy.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
NPR's Scott Horsley.